This is Diamonds in the Desert. Haley Stasiak and Jordan Hamm here talking Diamondbacks baseball. Diamondbacks are on a nine-game road trip. It's Wednesday, August 15th. They're in the midst of it, heading to San Diego for a four-game set against the last-place NL West Padres. Road trip hasn't exactly gone as planned. We talked in our last episode about how this road trip was going to be a chance to capitalize. Lucky for the Diamondbacks, though, the Dodgers have not been able to capitalize either on their recent stretch. So let's take a look here. We'll start out with this Cincinnati Reds series. The Reds took two of the three. The Diamondbacks were able to salvage it and avoid being swept on Sunday with a big solid win there. Then they went to Texas and they took one of the two. That was on Tuesday night, which was a pretty solid win there. What are you seeing here? Is there a reason to be worried? What's not clicking for them?
It's been something different every single time, so I think it's hard to pinpoint. In game one of the Red series, it was they just ran into a buzzsaw and couldn't score any runs.
Which happens, that's baseball.
Yeah, game two, Archie Bradley blows a big, gives up a big inning, gives up three runs. He's had some struggles recently.
We'll get into that a little bit.
It's been well documented about his, you know, fingernail and not being able to throw the curveball quite like he likes it. But then Sunday they bounce back. It was a home run barrage, especially late in the game. And then they lose the opening game to Bartolo Colon and the Texas Rangers. You know, this time last week we were talking about the three-game set with the Phillies and then these nine games where it's three last-place teams. They took care of business against a very good Phillies team, winning the series. So it's just I think it's just a little surprising seeing the struggles that they have had. And yes, this is just a long season, like stuff's going to happen, but you need to take advantage of this. And they have been fortunate that the Dodgers have continued to struggle, but now the Rockies have leapfrogged the Dodgers.
Surge, yeah.
So now they're a game out of first place. And I say it, I feel like every single show, Giants are 5.5 out.
Like just won two big ones against the Dodgers.
They could make a run. That's not out of the question. When you have Madison Bumgarner and that young pitching staff, yes, it's not the days of old where it's Matt Cain and Jake Peavy and Tim Lincecum and all those guys. I think I just spanned like two separate eras, but that's another team that's in this mix. So they're coming home here pretty soon after they have a four-game stint with the Padres against the Angels, against a very good Mariners team, and then a pretty big couple of series against the Giants and the Dodgers. You just hope that they, if you're a Diamondbacks fan, you hope that they can take advantage of this four-game set against the Padres and take at least three of four. Then at least I think it's a salvageable road trip. But it's been interesting, too, because it seems, and this hasn't been indicative of Torrey Lovello teams in the past 2 years, where it seems like they always have a sense of urgency, but especially now, they drop the first two to the Reds. You see them bounce back. There was supposedly a player-only meeting, and then the reports were that Torrey Lovello addressed the team. They've been keeping it pretty secretive, but there was a moment
which is
of,
fine.
Hey, guys, we got to get this together. They bounce back very nicely on Sunday, and then they lose a game against the Rangers. They bounce back again to kind of salvage the series a little bit.
Which is fine, but you can't be bouncing back and regressing every series.
You want to see a team in high-pressure situations perform.
Right.
But you got to get to those high-pressure situations where they're actually meaningful. And in this NL West where everybody is just in striking distance, that's something that you can't really lean on late in the year because teams could just get hot and pass you by.
When you look at the starters this past 4 or 5 days, I guess last time we chatted it was over a week ago, who's stood out to you? Who's kind of been that consistent in the rotation wise that you've really liked?
Zach Godley has looked really, really solid.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. He's been I think the most consistent pitcher. Zach Greinke, had it not been for Zach Greinke's last start, I would say throw in Greinke as well. Pat Corbin, at the same time, has done a really nice job.
He was consistent solid last night on Tuesday.
And look, this Rangers team is in the last place. I think they're in last place because of their pitching, not because of their hitting. So if Zach Greinke gets roughed up a little bit early by a Rangers lineup, if Pat Corbin isn't going seven innings of no run ball, there were some hard hits on him as well, and that's going to happen with this lineup. So I'm not going to put too much stock into potential struggles when you're going up against the Rangers. But yeah, I think Zach Godley has been, you know, just a complete 180 from that first half where he was really struggling. He's getting guys to chase out of the zone, which is kind of his bread and butter.
Let's talk a little bit about offensive stuff now. First inning has proven to be a Diamondbacks strength. The first inning, when they can capitalize it, has been even more of a strength. In these two games against the Rangers, they had 7, I believe, extra base hit. They had 5 doubles between AJ Pollock, Steven Souza Jr., Ketel Marte, Daniel Descalso, and Nick Ahmed. And this is just in that Rangers series. And then Paul Goldschmidt had a home run, and Alex Vila had a home run that was on Tuesday night. So extra base hits are there. They're scoring runs in that first inning. They lead the majors, actually, with 98, I believe it is. 98 first inning runs. That's 10 ahead of the Indians with 88. So that first inning is a good inning for the Diamondbacks if they can hold on to that, because they didn't do that on Monday against the Rangers.
And I saw Zach Buchanan have an interesting point of the Athletic last night, where it seems like they've been getting these early runs and then kind of going dry.
Stemming, yeah.
You know, kind of the rest of the game, but you know, Tuesday night's game, they were kind of able to spread that across a couple of innings. But yes, they have done a nice job of jumping on teams early, and I think that's an indication of, while you're close to fully healthy, like, that's what this lineup should look like when you have David Peralta up top, AJ Pollock, Paul Goldschmidt, Steven Souza coming through, even, you know, going down to Nick Ahmed, and Eduardo Escobar. Like, yeah, that's a tough thing to navigate. And if this pitcher is not on right off the get-go, like, they're going to jump on you. So they're going to need that, but they also need to find more consistent runs throughout the game as well.
Taking a deeper look now here at the NL West, Dodgers have lost their closer in Kenley Jansen due to a irregular heartbeat. He's going to get better. Well wishes to him. Not something you want to deal with. And it's happened to him before. Mm-hmm. He said he can't believe it's happening again. It's a tough situation for him. Brian Dozier also had an irregular EKG. So you're losing two. Dozier has turned into a key piece of that Dodgers lineup. Obviously, they still got Manny Machado up there and some Justin Turner, key pieces that are going to make things happen there. But are you thinking the Dodgers have hit a point where you're more concerned about the Rockies now in the NLS than the Dodgers? Has that happened yet?
I don't know about that. I just feel like most of the time you hear Diamondbacks fans or, you know, Arizona media talking specifically about the Dodgers and not so much the Rockies.
Right.
And I think part of that is, yes, they brought in Machado. They brought in Brian Dozier. They had some trade deadline deals. The Rockies were relatively quiet.
They were.
But they've always just kind of been in the mix. And you have the league's best third baseman in Nolan Arenado there. You have Charlie Blackmon up top. Like, we've gone through the lineup plenty of times. So I think I've just been more aware of the Rockies.
Well, and as we discuss it, tend to discuss the NLS as a whole rather than just the Dodgers.
I can realistically see, I mean, all three NLS teams made the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see a scenario where maybe that's not the case, but three of them are battling it out till the bitter end, you know, jockeying for that spot.
Diamondbacks are in San Diego for 4 games this weekend before they return home for a homestand here in Phoenix. Keep it on sports360az.com for more Diamondbacks news and notes. Thanks for joining us.